weekend travel across France. The labor unrest is aimed at getting a worried economic message across to French President Emmanuel Macron. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Truckers striking over a fuel tax hike are disrupting traffic on highways from Provence in the southeast to Normandy in the northwest. And most trains remain at a standstill as workers vent their anger at President Emmanuel Macron's policies. In particular, a plan to redesign the national retirement system. Other groups are joining the fray too, with yellow vest protesters planning demonstrations over economic injustice. As a result, tourists and shoppers are facing shuttered subway lines around a busy pre-Christmas Paris. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There has been a prisoner exchange between Iran and the United States. Chinese-American Princeton University graduate student Shi Wei Wang has been freed for a U.S.-held Iranian scientist. The 38-year-old Wang had been held by Tehran since 2016, sentenced to 10 years in prison on charges of espionage. He was met in Zurich today by the special U.S. representative for Iran, Brian Hook. That is where Wang was swapped for Masoud Soleimani, arrested in Chicago last year for violating American trade sanctions against Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump in a statement says, quote, "We thank our Swiss partners for their assistance in negotiating Mr. Wang's release with Iran." The Swiss embassy in Tehran looks out for America's interests in Iran. The U.S. embassy there has been closed since 1979 and the 440-day hostage crisis. The question at hand, does today's event mean a potential breakthrough between Tehran and Washington after months of rising tensions? The United States has formally resumed peace talks with the Afghan Taliban 3 months after President Trump abruptly stopped the year-long process aimed at finding a political settlement with the insurgent group. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. Navy base in Florida. It happened yesterday. AP correspondent Saagar Magani has a report.
Officials say the Saudi Air Force officer, who was an aviation student at Naval Air Station Pensacola, opened fire in a classroom, an attack that ended with him and three others dead.
It's a horrible thing that took place.
President Trump says Saudi King Salman called to offer condolences and the kingdom's anger over the officer's actions. Was it terrorism?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon.
Officials at the historic Florida Panhandle base say 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. It came 2 days after a sailor at Pearl Harbor killed two civilians and then himself. Saagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The United States has imposed sanctions on three Iranian-backed Iraqi militia leaders over their alleged role in suppressing protests that have shaken Iraq. They're accused of ordering their forces to fire on street demonstrators protesting government corruption and high unemployment. Since the civil unrest began in October, it is estimated some 400 Iraqis have been killed by security forces. Announcing the sanctions, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said, "Peaceful public dissent and protest are fundamental elements of all democracies." The White House is refusing so far an offer to take a role in the impeachment process on Capitol Hill. The Democratic-led House of Representatives continues its hearings next week and appears prepared to return articles of impeachment against President Trump by Christmas. Here's AP's Mike Rossia.
The White House indicates it will not participate in the next impeachment hearing scheduled for Monday. A letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone, addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee, did not expressly state the White House's refusal to participate. But Cipollone wrote that House Democrats are wasting America's time with what he termed a charade. The Judiciary Committee had given the White House until Friday evening to declare whether or not it intended to have legal representation at a hearing scheduled for Monday morning. Mike Rossia, Washington.
A woman in northern India who was set on fire as she was going to a court hearing for a rape case she had filed months ago has died. It happened the same day that four suspects in a rape in southern India were shot dead by police when they reportedly tried to escape custody at the crime scene. Authorities say the men had set their victim's body on fire after the attack. According to the latest Indian government figures, more than 33,000 rape cases were reported in 2017, an average of more than 90 a day. To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile web. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOA.